Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Steve. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Something's on fire. I don't know what it is. It is like bad, dude. I don't know what's going on. Something's literally on fire somewhere in the city, and it is smoky and gross and
it's really
stinky.
Making it hard to breathe.
Oh my God. It's like living in China for a second here.
It is.
This is awful.
This is like Mexico City in the 80s.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Good Lord. I'm like smoking a pack of Marlboros here.
Ugh.
Dude, I drove in. I was like, wow. Did someone like go off road or something? Because I see a bunch of dust all by these streetlights.
I know.
And then as I pulled into the parking lot here of the station, smoke. Oh, you can just tell something's on fire. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened. Maybe something was on fire. Is the traffic?
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Nothing says anything?
It's weird, man. Two work days in a row with a fire? I mean, what the hell?
I hate you so much, dude. You're so awful.
Fire!
That's just a little too long, isn't it?
Dude, it smells like somebody's burning tires or something.
It really, yeah. Yeah. It almost smells like a barbecue, like a grill caught on fire. Not somebody's grilling something, but like...
It's like when the Iraqi soldiers were setting the Kuwaiti oil things on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Something's awful. So I guess we'll find out here.
Yeah.
I don't see any flames.
I didn't see any flames.
But I see smell smoke for sure.
I don't even hear any like, meh.
No, I know. I know. Everybody's sleeping still. That's why, dude.
So it's going to let burn?
I mean, what do we do? Do we call the fire department and say, hey, we smell smoke?
I don't know.
It's taking over an entire city block.
Yeah.
And our building. Our building's not on fire.
Not anymore, no.
I don't know what to do. I have no idea. But it definitely stinks. It's giving me a headache, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, good. All right. Well, we're going to play it a little cool today, Greg. I think we're going to save the drunk line for tomorrow.
Oh.
Unless you want to do it today.
No, I don't care.
I mean, today's a holiday, dude. I mean, does it matter?
Yeah, no, it's President's Day.
I mean.
Lincoln and Washington.
We only celebrate the two.
I know.
The rest
are like, oh, you got sucked. Step up your game.
There was other ones.
Yeah.
All the other ones are,
Grover Cleveland, garbage.
Yeah.
All of them.
All right. Well,
can I tell you about rugby yesterday?
Can you hold on a minute?
Okay.
I can't wait to hear about it. But you got to hold on a minute, man.
All right.
Look, we're going to give some stuff away today. I don't know what it is because Mateo didn't show up today.
Oh, yeah. He got a new house, so he's probably sleeping there.
Maybe he... Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he moved out.
He moved out?
Yeah. He found a cheaper place down the street. And plus, I didn't know what I was doing either, so it's my fault. I said I was probably leaving, you know, to go somewhere else because I was trying to buy a house. And then I'm having problems refinancing, you know, there's a lot of things going on. But yeah, he moved to find another place. He was telling me about yesterday. He said that I guess she doesn't really speak very good English. So
Who's she?
The lady he moved in with. I don't know.
Oh.
He found it, you know. The room.
Is it like a landlord type situation,
yeah,
or is it like a girlfriend?
Like several rooms in the
house. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I guess he had like just brought a bunch of stuff over, and like you know, he put it in the room. You're not done yet. He's putting like another load.
Yeah.
So he filled the room with stuff, came back to get another load, and I guess she had called him in between. Was like, maybe he was just setting your room up.
Or whatever. Like, oh, good luck. Good luck, Mateo.
I closed the door. I was like, all right, have fun.
Yeah, good luck out in the real world.
Tell you what, bro. Walk around the house, D swinging.
Oh, gross.
Man.
I don't need to know that.
I nodded at Benny. Benny nodded at me. I was like, that's
right. Benny's like, you're back, baby.
That's right. Got the house, man. And plus, he loves the D, so. No, I'm just kidding. Benny hates it.
You're done. Let's write that down. Izzy's out today. She's got her family in town.
I know.
So she's enjoying her day off. Greg and I are working it because we're suckers and we like that floater day.
I know.
It's all right, dude. It'll be good. We'll all be good. Get a hold of us, 876-369. So you can always text in BS in your message, 69187. We got a hell of a show planned. I got a bunch of stuff I was reading last night. I got a little stats. I got a little polls. I got a lot of stuff. I got, you know, we prepped it out, man. We should be good. So it should be a fun show. We'll hit you with Alice in Chains now. It's coming.
Like us, then like us at BS Morning Show.
Giant drug bust, dude. Giant. Nice. How much is a giant in terms of the drug?
It depends on what kind of drug. Their value is different.
Cocaine.
Oh, I don't know, man. I guess, what, 20, 30 kilos would be giant to me.
20 or 30 kilos.
I mean, looking at millions of dollars.
Yeah.
40 kilos.
How about 5 tons of cocaine?
Damn. Where was this at?
Oh my God. This is, I guess it's in the Dutch port of Rotterdam, but it was coming from Costa Rica.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. No, it was in Costa Rica, bound for the Dutch port of Rotterdam.
Oh, okay. So it's
Costa Rican police are the ones that have found this thing, dude. They said it's a historic seizure. Yeah. And I like how the article says, it's a blow to the regional criminal structures.
All right.
5 tons,
yeah,
dude.
That's a lot.
Oh, my God.
Why would you put all your eggs in one basket like that?
I bet it's not even all their eggs.
Yeah, there's probably so many of them out there.
I cannot imagine.
Man, the money these guys make must be nice.
Yeah, and it's all under the table. It's all tax-free.
Well,
it's
they live in a country where they don't care about that.
Well, I think Costa Rica was probably the middle ground. You know what I mean? Probably came from Colombia or somewhere in South America.
Yeah, for sure.
And then all of a sudden, they're like, ship it through Costa Rica. And how much blow do the Dutch snort or smoke? They're not smoking it. You know, those Europeans, they're...
They might rock it up. You never know.
You think so?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Amy Winehouse did.
Yeah, she's definitely... gross. I don't know what it is, but smoking crack is just so gnarly, dude.
Oh, stop being a square. Yeah, I could never be a speed guy, man. I'm already bad enough as it is. I gotta chill.
What do you mean?
Out.
You're not. What are you talking about?
A speed guy, like.
Yeah, I know. You're not bad enough as it is. You're not hyped up. You're not like, wow.
No,
going
I'm saying
crazy.
If I drink coffee, though, I freak out.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, that's real.
To speed. I don't like. Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. So Greg is a downer guy. Would
yes,
be,
definitely downer guy.
Wow.
Rhinoceros tranquilizer, definitely better than
I
cocaine.
Feel like that's your normal, like you go home and you're just, poof.
Well, that's what I do. I go home and I have a hunter shoot me with a dart in the neck. And then I play Madden.
Go play your Nintendo!
You're crazy, man. You're so crazy.
I don't do any drugs, so, and I have never
done
any drugs.
Remember that guy that worked here that sounded like he got shot with a dart?
Yeah, slow motion guy.
I always heard it in the hallway.
What was his name? I can't
remember.
Yeah.
Guy nice always, guy.
Yeah, really nice guy.
What's up, man?
Yeah, Craig and I would call him slow motion.
He's out.
How was the morning show today?
Oh my God.
It was like,
how is that possible?
It's like when they're interviewing my mafia guy, and he's all blurred out his face because he doesn't want to say it, you know?
I'm telling you, he killed you in one night.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to find something we can, that we could play.
We buried him in the turkey.
We had to blur out his face due to he wanted to be remain anonymous due to his safety.
Go Nuts Go. This is Donald Trump, and you're listening to the greatest, the best.
That was the Steve Byrne drop that we have to put in. That's how he sounded, though.
Yeah,
that's how he talks.
That guy was cool.
Yeah, not a bad dude.
No.
If that guy was a downer guy, how would he sound?
Oh, God. Man, could you imagine? If he was an upper guy, he would just sound like us.
If he's an upper guy, no one would know.
Yeah.
He's on blow the entire time.
Yeah. God, if he was a downer guy, he'd be like a strobe light. Like, time would just slow.
You ever see Judge Dredd, the movie? Not the remake. Not the remake, but the other one.
I know what you mean. Like the newest one?
Yeah, they were smoking slow-mo is what they were doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You smoke some slow-mo.
Oh, that guy. That's right, yeah. What would I be?
I think that wig you gave me had something in it.
I can't even understand. I can't even understand. What would I be if I did drugs? What would I be? You think? Because you know me.
Yeah, you would freak out.
What would I? Would I be an upper? You'd or down? Be
like, no, total. You would be. No, you couldn't handle the uppers, but you'd do them anyway. You'd be like Tweak from the hell, the cartoon.
Tweak.
You know, Trey Parker and
South Park.
Yeah, you'd be like Tweak from South.
Nice. So I'm an upper guy, but I can't handle it. But I don't know I can't handle it.
Uh-huh.
I'm an annoying drug guy.
You're like, you would twitch, scratch your head.
You think I'd be...
Yeah, I can't picture you being a weed guy.
I'm not a weed guy.
Because you got to be chill, you know, and you're not very chill.
Maybe that's why I need the weed. Maybe it would chill me out.
Yeah, but it usually doesn't go that way. You think it does, but it doesn't.
What, it'd make me paranoid?
Like a sloth like me still likes downers, you know?
Uh-huh.
You would think a sloth like me would like, you know, energy. I hate energy.
So, I don't know where I'm at. I definitely feel like I'm more energetic than you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't take much anymore.
My point is, I don't know what I would be.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm just going to get super high, man.
Maybe when you get older, you don't know. Like, when I was younger, I used to bounce off walls, too, and stuff. So,
you're saying once I hit 40, then I'm just going to slow it down.
That's what happened to me, man. 39 years, 364 days, I was fine. Then I was Terry Schiavo the next day.
I remember when you turned 40. You did it here on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I sprinted with 240. After I drank 240s, I had to run with a broken ankle.
That was your 40th.
What a great birthday.
And then from then, he was never seen moving again.
Nope. That was it.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Let's just say I've been doing a little research with Kama Sutra.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
Colin. Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh, my.
Dude, we got to do the drunk line today. We got too many things tomorrow, so we're going to be doing it. Yeah, I know. Got to get people qualified to get down there on the track with us for Pit Road for Friday.
Man, I feel weird today.
Yeah, maybe it's all the smoke you
inhaled.
I think
that's what it is. Like, I smoked a tire.
Yeah, you basically did. So did I. I don't really feel it anymore.
Dizzy.
Are you still smelling smoke?
I don't smell it, but I'm dizzy. You ever see RoboCop?
Yeah.
Where his crosshairs are just a little bit off and he has to adjust them like an old big screen TV, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time.
He hits the tracking button like on an old VCR.
Yeah, CTE or something.
Well, in case you missed it, Greg and I pulled into work this morning and there was like a plume of smoke hanging over this entire city block. We don't know what it was, but you could smell it. It was smoky over the streetlights, smoky in the building.
Yeah, it was like toxic fumes.
We were like, what the hell's going on? So maybe that's what it was.
I can't believe there wasn't sirens and people running around the streets.
I know. Maybe they already put it out. And that's where the smoldering
whatever
smoke was from. All right, well, we got to do the drunk line here. So this is something you can call. It doesn't matter when, day or night. You give it a call, 315-3006. We take the messages, play it back for you, and then at 8 o'clock, you'll get to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. Let's listen.
BS drunk line.
Dude, what happened to Straw Hat Groupie? I like this chick. She sounds like fun. I bet you she loves taking it in the just like Izzy's butt. I was totally looking at the webpage and man, Izzy's cheeks, she looks like a chipmunk. Like Are you storing nuts in those cheeks, hungry nut gobbler?
To play the next.
All right.
You guys are the worst. Aren't they? Drunk dudes are gross. Yeah.
Hey, you got a face. Which was the balls on that face?
Yeah.
Like, it's just gross.
Eat it with your face.
Butt. Your eyes are circular. It reminds me of my balls.
Like, God. Yeah, I get it. If women are complaining about guys, I get it. That dude's a pee. What are you thinking? Oh, God.
It's a good pickup line.
To play the next message, press 1.
What? You want to wear my drunkenness? Well, guess what? I'm going to wear your a-hole. Yep. I'm going to wear it.
To play the next message, press 1.
First of all, when is Izzy taking Sparks' side? Sparks is always to her. Greg would spin the wheel because Sparks obviously did ask for D-picks. And then second of all, you guys cheated to put mousetraps in both hallways when one was supposed to be empty. Come on, guys. God. Hashtag justice for Greg. Hashtag divine intervention. You guys should spin the wheel.
Thank you.
Divine intervention? Are you high, Colin? What are you talking about? Divine intervention. I haven't even brought up to you, Greg, what happened on Friday. Oh, we're talking about it.
Message. Mm-hmm. Press 1.
Well, what are you doing, you mother? What am I doing? I'm hanging out with you, mother. Hanging out and chilling. Hey, shout out to that goddamn crazy bastard, Greg. This shenanigans.
Thank you.
Best goddamn morning show ever.
No! Encourage anything, Moonshine!
Hell yeah.
Message. Press 1.
What's up, guys? Smoking a blood here. The Battles have reunited. We heard it was his birthday on Wednesday. Don't worry, you still a bad bitch?
Oh, wait, bro.
To play the next message, press 1.
I am no Superman. I am something, Izzy's butt.
To play the next one.
You know, we get a lot of complaints. Like, how come no one's ever drunk on the drunk line?
Nah,
like,
everybody's drunk this time.
Every single person is blitzed on this drunk line. No doubt. It kind of sounds like something I have here.
Hello, it's me, Jesus.
Divine intervention.
Divine intervention.
To play the next message, press 1.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
BS drug line.
Yeah, Batman.
All right, what the hell is happening on this show, dude?
That was a very drunk line.
It was the drunkest of lines.
That's what it's supposed to be, though.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play that back at 8 o'clock. You get to vote for your favorite drunken message of the week.
Trace, go f*** yourself. Tuck, 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 gone. Tuck, gone. Tuck, gone. Tuck, gone. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do, Shaka Khan.
Watch the All-Star game.
Oh, man.
Did you? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I watched the first 3 hours of the Kobe tribute, and then I kind of took a nap. And then I got up and the game was on and they were, you know, about to sing the national anthem.
So. Yeah. It was about 3 hour national anthem as well. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that.
Tuck, gone. Tuck, gone.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, dude. A lot of people will bash. I loved it. It gives me something to talk about. You know what I mean?
It was fun.
It makes it something more unique when an artist will take the national anthem and make it their own. You know, I like when they do the national
anthem. She made every word her own.
If you missed it last night, Chaka Khan did the national anthem for the All-Star game, and it was hysterical. It started off like, oh, okay.
Right.
And then you could just tell on the players' faces, like, oh, is this going to be a 5-minute national anthem? You know what I mean? This is
5 minutes. That was longer than 5 minutes.
Oh, say, can you see the dawn's early light?
Right now, we're 7 minutes in.
They're showing the players standing in line, and all you see is their face like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, that hasn't even gotten crazy
We're
yet.
Not even going to play the game tonight. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so proudly we hail as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
hint of crazy there.
Uh-oh.
A hint of crazy.
Yeah. The perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Throw into fifth gear, Chaka Khan.
And the rockets red the bombs bursting in air.
I think we got the point.
There's one not even the good part. There's one part where she's straight Yoko Ono's.
I got it right here.
All right.
You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Yeah!
Dude, we should get Yoko Ono to sing the national anthem next.
I kind of get what Yoko's going for more than Chaka.
Really?
Yeah, a little
bit. You think Chaka's just out of her?
I think Yoko at least had like a format she was dealing with there, you know? Like she was... Yeah. Wait, was that Chaka or Yoko?
That's Yoko.
Oh, okay.
And my favorite part is at the end of the Yoko Ono clip. I believe we have it. Hold on, let me get to the end. Yeah, people are clapping.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, really, that was art. Yeah.
I mean, they clap for anything. They clap for Jimmy Fallon. I mean, come on.
Oh man, sick Jimmy Fallon burn. Here's the thing: she's getting a lot of flack on, and I mean, I get why she's getting a little flack. But at the same time, it's like, she's an artist, right? You're supposed to make your own rendition of it.
I know people take these songs so seriously, man.
Yeah, because it's the national anthem.
Okay, great.
I'm not saying we should. Saying, I mean, hey, man, you hire Chaka Khan to do the national anthem. You're going to get a Chaka Khan national anthem.
I'm just saying, like, because your rendition didn't match to what you think the national anthem
That's
should
what
be.
I'm saying. I like when they do. They yeah, take their own cares? Route. You know, it's fun.
It's not like she purposely made fun of it. We made fun of her. But.
No. What, like Roseanne did, right?
No, but even Roseanne was trying to do the baseball thing where you grab your crotch and spit. Like, that's what she was trying to be, like a baseball player, do a dumb thing.
Trying to make a joke.
And then everybody was like, rawr! You know, and I'm not saying she's funny at all, but because she hates me. But still.
What do you mean she hates you?
Oh, she told me to suck her D once on Twitter. It was a thing.
Were you making fun of her?
No, I asked her a question. It's a long story.
All right.
It was stupid. And I guarantee Chuck, me saying that she hates me is like giving myself way too much credit, by the way, because there's no way she remembers anything about me at all. So, but yeah,
I feel like more artists should do that, though, because it is cool. So entertaining.
Like Prince did a cool one once. Yeah,
just do it. Just take
Whitney
it.
Whitney Houston did one in her own way. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was like the perfect. That's like the perfect national anthem. Yeah. I remember that during the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
But just because you can't do that doesn't mean you have to do it exactly.
That's what I'm saying, man. Why? What's the difference between her taking it in her direction, and then you have a guy on a flute, like, you know, jazzing it up?
Totally.
You know what are they called? Flautists or something like? You're just doing your thing.
Fellatios.
Yeah, they're just fellatioing it up in front of everybody, and that's fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got a problem with them? They're an artist. They're going to take it their own route. Let them do it.
Yeah.
And so today, this is for you, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
God, that song takes me back to a time I wasn't even born. Highly suspect. Man. It's Comp.
BS in the morning. Bow to the fifth man.
I don't know if this is a good idea, especially with this coronavirus flowing around here. This is over in Japan. It's the Naked Festival. 10,000 naked men stripped down in the streets of Japan. We're getting two dicks today on Honshu Island. Apparently, they do this a lot over in Japan. I had no idea. But it is, not cool. I guess they're in loincloths, and some are completely naked. Some rip off the loincloths once they get started. Wait, look at this picture, dude.
Why are you in loincloths?
It's a naked festival, Greg.
Oh, my God.
There's just dudes. A picture like a mosh pit of just naked dudes.
I was going to talk about rugby. It looks like the rugby scrum I saw yesterday.
What happened in rugby?
Oh, dude.
Because you were out there broadcasting.
No, I was. I don't want to derail your thing, but I was. It totally reminded me of that. Okay, so I don't know anything about rugby, all right? Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
So it's not that I don't enjoy it. I have to sit there and watch it and try to understand.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about hockey, but I can watch hockey, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's trying to get the ball in that net. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's a puck, but yes.
Whatever. You know?
Yeah.
I know what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm watching basketball. Okay, he shot it and went through that. Oh, he's trying to get through that little thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm watching rugby.
Yeah.
I watched it almost the whole game because we were, you know, it started right when we started.
Yeah.
Past halftime. First of all, I don't even understand their halftime. I'll tell you that too. I have no idea what the purpose of that game is. Absolutely no idea. Sometimes they get together and they lock arms and they lay around like these naked Chinese people.
They're Japanese.
That's what I meant. And then other times they run around and tackle each other. But then when the guy falls down, he has to throw the ball to somebody, right?
Yeah.
Then that guy runs, they tackle him. Then I'm like, oh, wow, they're making progress. Some guy will just turn around and kick the ball the other way for like no reason. I'm like, where's the ball go? So then they kick the ball, right?
Yeah.
Then, every once in a while, game's going good, you know, like, oh, wow, okay, I'm starting to get this. They'll just kick the ball into the crowd for like no reason. I'm like, what the hell was that? Right? Then, our table is set up directly behind the field goal post.
I saw your spot. It was a very weird spot. Yeah.
So every once in a while, a ball's flying across our tent.
I was like, are they going to, when they score a touchdown, are they going to celebrate with Greg?
It skipped off the top like a rock you throw in the lake. I'm like, why are they kicking at us? I don't understand. Did they get a point for that at least? I don't understand. What is going on?
They're bringing the radio tent
into
it.
Like, you know what it's like? It's like all of them lied on their resume and said they knew how to play football. And then they said, all right, go play. And that's what they did. They're just trying things out they thought they saw on TV that were supposed to happen. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when they score, it makes no sense.
What do you mean?
Because they get in there and then they're like, oh, okay.
That's it.
I know.
I believe it's a touchdown in rugby.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. There's no scoreboard. I didn't see a score.
It's just like football in the sense that you cannot throw a forward pass. You can only lateral it
But you can throw a forward passing football.
No, but you know how like the quarterback can do it.
Yeah.
But you can backwards lateral it after you pass the line of scrimmage. They do that constantly.
By the way, their halftime.
You can kick it forward. If you want to kick it, you can kick it forward.
Their halftime?
Yeah.
7 hours long. I didn't see that. They went on halftime. I think it was about noon. I didn't see him again until 1 o'clock when I was leaving almost to come out. It was ridiculous. It's so funny. I mean, it's cool, I guess. Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I'm saying if I knew it was happening, it'd be cooler. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But like watching people get tackled and stuff's fun. You know, it's like playing with your friends or whatever. So, anyways, do they have Japanese rugby? They must, right?
I think every country has rugby.
Yeah.
I think it's an international sport. You never played rugby? I played in college on like a club team.
I played football.
Oh, man. Those rugby guys. All they wanted, first of all, they're huge.
Oy.
There's no pads.
See, these guys weren't that big either.
Really?
I mean, okay, they were stocky.
Yeah, they're stocky.
But I was easily probably the tallest person on the team if I was on
really?
The team.
Really?
Or like one of the tallest. Be more
God, honest. Dude. I played it once in college. I got clobbered. I think I got a concussion.
Yeah. Wow, don't get me wrong.
They're not tackling like, you know, pro rugby players.
No, they run and fast and hit hard.
Yeah.
But it still seemed like, I don't know. It just seemed so discombobulated. A weird game.
It is a weird game.
Yeah.
I'll give you that much. It ain't football.
No. It's really weird. Even the ball's weird.
Yeah, the ball's
That's
weird.
A shape I didn't even know existed. Like, what is that ball? It's like a Tesseract.
We should have Greg describe games he's never seen before. Next week is highlight. I can't wait for this.
Is that the same as lacrosse?
No.
Oh.
You know a lot about a few sports.
Yes.
Other than that,
no.
You're out. Uh-uh. You're
baseball,
out.
Basketball, football. That's it.
Right. If you are not watching one of those sports,
no.
You are out.
I don't even know what's happening.
Oh, God. Why did they put you in the end zone? They put you.
They put me where nobody could come see me and get free stuff.
If you want to see where Greg was broadcasting from, he put a picture of it up on our Instagram at BS in the Morning.
And you know how like the camera makes it seem farther away? That butt pole was like right there. You can see where if they kick a field goal, it would hit us right in the face.
They were using Greg to determine if it was a field goal or not.
They had these two little kids that were supposed to catch it. By the way, those kids. I don't mean the kids, but they don't catch very well. Their future, not very good in rugby, I don't think. Damon, the remote tech that was with me, was dodging balls left and right.
Damon was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Damon, just let us know if it's good or not.
Yeah, they're like skipping at our legs, you know, like skips on the ground, like off the turf, or not the turf, the cement.
Why were you in the end zone?
I have no idea. I went through the main entrance and the guy's like, no, you guys are in the back. I was like, in the back where? He's like, you know, in between the locker rooms or whatever. I was like,
they put you in the locker rooms?
No, like in between them on the field. I don't know how to explain it. I have to show
you. I know
you
what you mean. Sam Boyd. Yeah, I know where the locker rooms are.
Yeah. Yeah, we're basically in the end zone. Like,
dude, you're straight up in the end zone.
You're in the end
zone. I saw the photo. I'm like, why is he on the field?
Yeah.
Is everyone allowed to walk on the field?
I don't know. I was about to just run out there. Oh, you know what else you can't do? You can't block.
You can block.
No, they weren't blocking.
What?
You have to like avoid the person yourself and throw it to another guy. You can't like block the other players.
Once you get tackled, you got to get rid of the ball.
No, I know that. But I'm talking about the guys with the ball, right?
Yeah.
Their friends don't block for them.
I've seen blocking.
It's weird. I don't know, man. It was weird.
We're going to have to watch rugby, man.
Yeah. One of the guys said, oi.
That makes sense.
I just made that up.
That's very rugby-ish.
Yeah.
Probably when they're getting tackled.
Well, no, that was when they were laying on each other in the scrum. They're all like, oi. You should do this more often.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Sparks, you suck, bro.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
If you don't mind, I'd like to bitch for a minute. And I know I do that a lot on this show, but what the hell? The hell's this show for if you can't sit there and you can't complain? I was reading yesterday about how the... Well, that just ends. How the middle class is like... They said having to run harder to stand still. You know, so people are having to...
work extra hours just to make the same amount of money. They talked about all the kind of stuff, and they're saying how it's shrinking. And I got to say, bro, I'm feeling it. They're talking about
incredible
health insurance costs, all this stuff. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any health insurance right now because of that reason.
And they said 80% of people who don't have, or no, 80% of bankruptcies in 2019 were because of medical expenses.
That's, see, isn't that's nuts? Nuts, man.
I'm just like, I'm just reading this whole
that
thing and I'm like,
that should never happen.
I get it. I get that. I get like, you having to,
how could
people
you
are
not,
talking about having multiple jobs just to pay the more, you know?
I just don't understand that though, you know? Like, a lot of these people that don't want the health insurance for everybody call the cops all the time. You know, my trash cans are knocked over. Somebody's having a party, this and that.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to have them come out and make waste that money. You know what I mean? Like, how, you know, if fire departments, you have to pay them when they come. You know, it's just like, come on, dude. If your house is on fire, they're going to come put it out. If your body's on fire, why can't you get it put out? Like, you know?
Like, so really, when you, yeah, exactly. When you've got the clap, you got to set something on fire so you can go to the, get it.
Right.
Treated for free,
exactly.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. You got to burn your house down. It's a medical attention. Firefighter comes, gives you CPR. It's ridiculous.
That's one workaround.
Or how about the other way?
They got actually, I think, doesn't the fire department charge you now?
I don't. Well, only if they come and nothing. Well, I hope not. I mean, I don't know. But
I don't know.
If I don't know. But the thing is, I know for a fact that, you know, the police, you know, we're paying it with our taxes, with other things.
No, dude. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you should be able to, if somebody's breaking your house, you should be able to call the police. If someone's setting something on fire, you should be able to call the fire department. If somebody's needs an ambulance, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should be able to call an ambulance.
Yeah.
Not get a bill for $4,000 the next week or whatever.
I was just reading, like, the list of all the middle class. I mean, middle class is aspirational. You want to be part of the middle class.
Right.
I mean, it's not the greatest aspiration.
No,
it shouldn't be,
yeah,
but
no,
now
no.
It's becoming.
Now it is.
And I was reading all the pressures that they say the average American feels about remaining in the middle class.
Right.
It's health insurance cost.
Yeah.
It's pay wage not going up.
Yep.
You know, pay wage is stagnant, even though the economy's doing really well right now.
Well, that's the thing.
And stock market's doing really well. Stock market's not the economy, but still.
Yeah.
They're both doing, the unemployment's very low.
Yeah.
The economy's going really well.
The economy, but that's the thing that I think mistake the economy for life, whatever they call that, you know, like happiness, wellness or whatever.
Yeah.
Because just because the economy is better doesn't mean that the cost of living isn't higher. And
well,
all
that's what they're saying. Yeah. Dude.
If you got to work two jobs, who cares how the, you know,
I know, man.
The economy's been going up on a chart. If you look at a chart for a long time now, and it's not trickling down to the, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, dude. That's what they're saying. That's why I hate when people are like, oh man, I need a side hustle. Like that's become a thing where it's like a normal term where you hear somebody have a full-time job and then they need a second job just to kind of stop treading water kind of a thing. They also said the average American middle, and this is middle class they're talking about. The average middle class American can't come up with $400 if an unexpected expense occurs. So So if something happens and it's over $400, you cannot come up with the money instantly.
Well, that's just paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are fine as long as they get their paycheck. But if something comes up or you miss a paycheck, then you're screwed.
Exactly. And that's just something I would hear that statistic and I would think, okay, that's the poor or the working poor.
No, it's like most
But
people.
Now it's become the middle class and it's hard. And I get it, dude. $400. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I got to get a car repair or something to get to your job?
Well, the thing that sucks is now it's actually less money. Like, it doesn't go as far, but it's hard to find, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, well, that's inflation.
I mean,
they say it's 2%,
you know,
percent every year.
If $400 these days is, you know, an extra, you know, your electric bill is too high or something. I mean, that's not even.
Oh, dude, can you imagine?
It's not even a rare occurrence to have to come up with it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. I feel like my air conditioner is going to go out this summer. I gotta get it fixed.
I think mine was starting to last summer because my bills were going up, and you could tell like the capacitor
working
started
hard.
To go out. Yeah,
dude. I'm like kind of sweating it to be honest. I'm not looking forward.
I had
to
one
it.
Last year that was like, ooh.
What was your what's an air conditioning bill? Because it's already 70 degrees today, man.
Well,
it's
February.
I'm like, oh no.
To be fair, I know people with houses that have had way higher, but mine was about 250 last summer, which is pretty high for me.
250 for a month
for the summer, like each summer month.
Each summer month, yeah.
That's, man, for me, that's a lot.
What do you keep your house at?
Well, that's different, you know, because it's weird. You would think that in the winter, if you just kept it the same all the time, it would just always stay the same, but it doesn't. Like, for instance, in the summer, I set it like 78, and it's pretty cold in my house, you know?
78's...
But it's still... It's,
bro, I think I'm less than that.
Well, it runs all day, so I mean, it doesn't really matter what I set. You know what I mean? If I put it at 78, it's still running, so it's still cool.
Yeah.
But if I set it at 78 in the summer, it would be 1,000 degrees in my house. So
that's what I mean.
So
yeah,
it doesn't work the same, you know? Okay. So, like, I'll put it at 70 in the winter and probably about 78 in the summer.
78 in the winter is hot as hell.
No, 70 in the winter.
Oh!
78
in the 78, summer. I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, it doesn't work out the same. You know?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You set it at 78 and you're like, 78, I don't know.
Yeah.
The outside temperature really affects it.
Yeah, it totally
does. It should be 78 to 78 and it's normal and that's right, the temperature, but it's not.
Plus, mine's upstairs, which is hotter than downstairs, so I got to figure out, you know, how hot it is downstairs or cold versus up, and it's like, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was just reading this article and I was like, I get that. I get that. I get that. And granted, it's my fault because I have multiple kids, but at the same time, it's like,
no,
I get that. My grandfather, my mom is one of 12 kids.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had one job.
Right.
He had a house.
Right.
He had a car. He had 12 kids.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
Well, you know what's weird too, though? Because I think about that too and I complain, but then I think about it. It's like, cost of living has gone up, but some things haven't. Like, there's no way to be able to, like, an iPhone would cost $40,000, like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. We all have one now, you know?
Yeah, but the amount that they're...
A DVD player was $800 when they first came out. You can get one for
$1. Apple is paying like $20 for an iPhone.
No, I get it. But
and they're charging $1,500 or whatever, $1,200 for one. I mean, this
literally, you'd have to take out a loan to get one of these a long time ago.
People are taking out loans now.
A laptop, you can get a nice one for a couple hundred bucks now, $300. Like, it used to be like, you know,
$4,000
for a laptop. So I think that some things I've got less. Like, most people, even if you don't have a lot of money, I think have cable now, a color TV, a phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't eat a color TV.
Okay, but I'm saying you didn't used to have that. There's no way. It used to be like, you know, you live in like Little House in the Prairie or you have money. Now it's like everybody lives pretty much the same. It's just whether or not you have, you know, clean stuff, a nice car, you know, that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
We're all watching the same shows. We're all watching the same TVs. We're all using the same phones for the most part. Now, don't get me wrong.
I'm about to shut it all down.
There's a certain percentage of people who are poor, but I want to so bad.
You do?
I miss it, bro.
Dude, every time I pay for something, I just go, how much money can I save if I just live like a hitman?
When I was just hustling back in the day,
homeschool my kids.
I didn't have a social security number that I knew about. I didn't have a card. I didn't have a driver's license. I didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And I was just running around off the grid for so long of my life, and it was so awesome. And I miss it sometimes when I think about it. But then again, you wind up going to jail and bad things happen to you, too.
Well, yeah, that's not the way to go about it.
Well, because if you're off the grid, you got to use it. I mean, there's no point.
No, you don't. That's the logic of the Unabomber. That's what he was thinking.
Dude, I would love to, not the bombing part, but like just living like the Unabomber would be amazing. Literally,
you could not live in a shed in middle of Montana by yourself.
If I had a PS4, I could.
No, because then you'd be on the grid. You'd want to connect to the internet.
Yeah, but I would say that's a different grid. Like, I just tap in to play video games. They wouldn't know who I am. They think I'm like, you know, JJ69 or whatever
so
my name is.
So if it was up to you, you could live in a shed in the middle of a woods if you had an internet connection. That'd be the only thing.
Internet connection, and I would need, you know, rifles and stuff to hunt with.
Indoor plumbing?
Nah, crap in the woods.
You would not... Crap in the woods.
I'll take a big hole. I'll dig a big hole.
No. Dude, it's Montana. It's negative 13 degrees. You're not going outside.
Eh.
No.
I'll wipe with a ferret or something.
Dude, there's no way. You complain when it's cold here during the winter. And you're inside.
Dude, I'll cut open a wolf and live in it like Star Wars.
That is not what you... The only reason why I think I could go off the grid is because I am such a cheap ass. Like, that's the only thing.
I know, I'd miss a lot of things.
I would, but at the end of the day, I'd be like, I didn't pay.
Like a stove. Like,
Do you have
a stove in your cabin or no?
No, it's a cabin. There's no stove.
What do?
You live in a shed.
So you can't.
You build bombs. That's what you do.
I don't want to build bombs.
Well, that's what he did.
I just want to play, you know, PS4 and hang out in the woods.
No, you can't just, that sounds like, first of all, it sounds like you're in sixth grade.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Summer camp, yeah. I want to live in the woods.
Do you ever go to summer camp?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I did. And there was like...
hold on for the summer camp. We're getting way off. This is now a new tangent. We're talking about the middle class right. and living off the grid.
Yeah, middle class people send their kids to summer camp. They used to. Now these days, they can't afford it anymore.
So I'm saying. I want to homeschool my kids.
Yeah.
I'll never do that. Send them to school. But man.
You'd never send them to school?
No, I would. I'll send them to school. I would never homeschool my kids. Are you going to send
your kids to public school?
It depends on if it's a good public school. Well, I want them to have a good education.
You live in Vegas, so no.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
When are you guys going to step your comedy game up and stop talking about wieners?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. The man got you down? Let us help you tell them to f*** off. BS in the morning.
Dude, I'd be so pissed if I was this guy. I mean, I do think he's an idiot, though. This guy went through the airport. He's flying, I think it was from, it says in, actually says it was in Cleveland, and it's a Florida trucking company. Flying to Cleveland to buy trucks. Now, here's where the pissy part comes in. Because he was flying with $181,500 in cash in a carry-on bag. And as he went through TSA and dropped that thing through the little x-ray machine, they were like, whoop, nope, that is now ours. That is not your money.
Wait a minute.
And he's like, what are you talking
about?
This
is international or
This is from Tampa International Airport to Cleveland, Ohio.
So it's not even an international flight.
Not an international flight. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Protection were the departments that actually were the ones that took it. And U.S. Department of Homeland Security, I believe, is TSA.
That's how do they have the right TSA to take it?
That's what they're saying. So now they're suing the federal government saying you have no right to take it.
I know there is some kind of law, or I don't know if this is a rumor, but that you could, like, you weren't allowed to carry so much cash on you at so much time, I think, or something like that.
They said this is a common industry practice. Look, because I would say the exact same thing. When you're carrying around that amount of money, it seems super suspicious. It seems like it'd be, but he's like.
Yeah, but that's not their business. I mean.
When is it illegal to carry my own? The country's legal tender.
Yeah.
In the country. How much money I have of it is none of your business.
The only way I ever thought maybe they had a point was maybe they're saying because it's dangerous that people carrying that much money around, you know what I mean? Because people get shot all over the place or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
that's what I agree.
But I mean, you can wear a watch. It's, you know, some of these guys wear $500,000 watches.
Again, it's no one's business.
What if you're wearing jewelry?
Nobody would have even known that there's cash in that bag unless they flagged it.
Yeah.
The dude was going to buy trucks. The reason why he didn't wire it or take a check is because the trucking company, apparently in the industry, wire fraud is prevalent. Uh-huh. So he goes, I'll sell you these trucks from a private dealer or whatever, but I'm only going to take cash. I'm only going to take cash because I've gotten screwed from people who claim they're from Florida. Wire me a cashier's check. That's bogus.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I try to cash it and it doesn't work. So... what ended up happening, $191,500. TSA took everything but $10,000. And goes, you can have $10,000. Bye-bye.
So then what happened?
He's like, what are you doing? Give me all my money. So when they gave him a receipt to pick up the money, they only gave him a receipt of $159,950.
Why wouldn't he be like, no?
I'm sorry. That's how much was confiscated. They said that's how much was confiscated. So basically, they gypped him off $21,000.
Yeah, but why would he take the receipt?
Because what else do you have? That's the documentation.
But I'd be like, no, I did not have.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's like, what are you talking about? This isn't all the money. I'm going to get fired, bro. This is.
They took his money.
They took his cash. They're like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. You only had.
Oh, well, they should be killed.
$181,000 in there. He's like, no, I didn't. So now it's his word versus theirs.
Death penalty.
He's missing $21,000.
Yeah, no, man. You shouldn't be able to take. I said this before.
Oh, man.
The older I get, the more I respect people's property.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
That really makes me mad.
Yes.
Like, I'm going nuts. But if I lost 20 grand somehow or whatever, there's no way.
$20,000 gone.
No.
Seized by a TSA guy who probably can't count well, who counted all the cash.
Yeah.
And was like, oh, no, there's, 181,000. It's like, no, there's not, bro.
Some of those guys make federal minimum wage or, you know, not much more than that either.
That's my point. You're at the mercy of, you know, yeah. I'm sure there's some smart people at TSA. I'm sure there's a lot of dumbasses just like any other job. And you're at the mercy of how smart the person is.
I know a girl
at that particular
that
time.
That works TSA and she's very pretty.
My point is this. You're always at the mercy of how smart the person is working your particular segment
at
that time.
Not even just smart, it's devious. I mean, I don't think they...
You think they just pocketed it?
Yeah, because that happens all the time with police. You know, they'll say they confiscated a certain amount and then the guy's like, nah, it was this or whatever.
Yeah. Wasn't there a law with cops like... you know what I mean? Oh, I found a roach in your car. I got to take all your money anyway, and that's now ours or something?
What was that called? It was state by state. They were doing it on highways. I don't know. I saw videos about it.
Yeah, I can't remember what that was called.
It was like they found anything in the car. They would just take whatever else was in there.
Yeah, not search and seizure. No, I can't remember like what that was called.
Something common law. No.
We're idiots.
Yeah. That's the only thing. It's called 4 score and 7 crimes ago.
Civil forfeiture.
There you go.
That's what it is. So it's kind of like that, dude. But anyway, the company is now suing, saying, you stole our money, give us the money back and the whole thing. So I guess we'll try to follow this along.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To find out what happened.
What about this? Guy works for a company, right?
Yeah.
Right before he goes through the thing, he's like, oh, what if this gets taken away? So he puts 20 grand in his pockets, runs it through the thing. And they're like, hey, man, here's your 10 grand back. And he's like, wait a minute. I had, you know, so-and-so in that bag. And they gave him a receipt back. Receipts for what's actually in the bag. The rest of it's in his pockets. This guy's a genius.
What?
The guy's got 20 grand in his pocket.
Who? The TSA guy?
No.
Oh.
The guy that works for the company.
Oh, so the employee's the dubious one.
I'm just saying. Could be.
Plot thickens. Could you walk around with $181,000 in your... Is that how much it was? $191,500 in a duffel bag?
I've done close.
No, you haven't. $191,000?
I've had $30,000, $40,000 in a bag, though. At least.
What?
Yeah. I'm not... I mean, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, I have.
Yeah, you're for like, sure. I don't know what the statutes of limitations are.
No, I do.
Are.
I don't think anything. It's more just drug dealing and stuff. I mean, yeah, you have lots of money on you at a certain time.
Bro, I couldn't handle that. I'd be the guy sweating. They would know exactly how much what I had on me because I'd be like flop sweat walking through security.
It's but, you know, you get into a thing where it's like, I go to this guy, I give him this, he gives me this, I bring it to another guy. I mean, you know, it's just not really, you're just driving around.
No, couldn't do it. I could not. There's no way in hell I could do it.
I'm just saying, it's not like you're driving around spending all this money. You're using it for things, and then you're getting stuff back, and you drive.
Dude, I know a guy.
I've had cars with, you know, 70, 80 pounds of stuff in the car, and I'm like, ooh.
No. Nope. 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 Are
I'm
you kidding
saying,
me?
This is 20 years ago.
No. No. I could not do that.
Dude, I had a buddy, and he passed away from cancer. Which is weird because all the stuff we were doing, and he made it out alive, and then he died of cancer. But he got pulled over doing a U-turn.
That's what I'm saying.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah.
300-something pounds in the car.
Get out of here.
Yeah, let me try to look it up. It might actually be more than that. I'm going to try to look it up, and I'll show you.
And
the bust.
How long did he go to prison for?
I don't know, because this is one of those things where he was always out, and everybody's like, wait a minute.
So he snitched?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. And he was a good buddy of mine, but I have no idea. But yeah, he didn't really do very well. He never seen it stick. Anything seen the stick. But he definitely...
It's like Tim Allen. He's ratting guys out in Canada.
Yeah.
No way, dude. I know a guy who was a strip club DJ... Who just saved all, because, you know, the strippers pay the DJ like a certain percent or, you know, $5 every time they want to play a song or something. He just saved all that cash, used it as a down payment on his house. Walked into the title agency or whatever. Bloop, dropped the bag on the thing. He's like, I want to buy this house. Dropped the bag, a duffel bag. And they're like,
did they call
the
cops?
Hell? Yeah, they had to. they had to count it all. They had to make sure where it came from was legitimate.
That's crazy. The whole thing. Yeah, and a lot of the guys would take the money and they would put it in their girlfriend or their mom or their grandma's name or, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I knew a guy with like three cars and none of them was in his name. They're like brand new Corvettes and, you know.
No way, dude. I couldn't live like that. I didn't carry cash on me. I got a wall full of receipts.
I have to say, and again, this is, you know, I'm not trying to be cool. It's 20 years ago and I would never do this stuff now. But there is an adrenaline rush of...
That's what I know. Nope.
You kind of feel free, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't feel free.
Above it all. Off the grid, I guess, what we were talking about earlier is what you feel like.
I know exactly the feeling you think of. Yeah. That's an adrenaline rush that I fear. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as like people who like skydiving. They're like, this is going to be great. Right. I'd be like, this is awful.
Right.
Get me out of this plane safely on the ground. No way.
Why can't I be addicted to something that's safe?
What's the amount of money that you would get an adrenaline rush carrying around?
If I had... like I said, the 30, 40th grand was, you know, once in a while when you had to go pick something. But I would say, you know, you carry around 4 or 5 grand in your pocket, kind of like, you know, yeah, I got a wad on me, you know? It's like...
Dude, I am worried for my safety when I have like $30 on it. I'm like, I'm going to get jumped! I'm going to get robbed!
I'm more looking for people that have it in their pockets. That's it.
Yeah, no way, dude.
What up? You're listening to BS in the Morning with J Muse. No, not really, but this is J Muse saying you're listening to BS in the Morning. Snooks of the News.
Sorry, that was for my ass.
Yeah, there's just toilet paper up here. Sit around.
It's like crusty, too.
Gross.
The end of it, anyway.
All right, what the hell?
Well, you know, sometimes you tear it off and some's still on your hands. I think that's what happened.
I think you forget about how much poop I touch a day.
Oh, I wasn't talking about poop.
Oh. All right, here we go. Let's get it dialed in. Look, we're going to go over the drunk line. This is something.
And that was supposed to be something else.
Is that porn music?
That was supposed to be. That was a really, really ill-timed event.
Good job, Greg.
Sorry.
Drunk line, you can call, it doesn't matter when. You leave a voicemail, 315-3006. We play it back here at 8 o'clock, and then you, hopefully the fifth man, will call in here and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. Let's do it. Drunk line time.
BS Drunk Line.
Dude, what happened to Straw Hat Groupie? I like this chick. She sounds like fun. I bet you she loves taking it in the... Just like Izzy's butt. I was totally looking at the webpage, and man, Izzy's cheeks, she looks like a chipmunk. Like, are you storing nuts in those cheeks? Hungry nut gobbler.
To play. All right.
Nut gobbler?
Oh, no. That's the worst name.
I don't know what else you possibly call it.
I don't just say, I feel bad for Izzy. Like, she has to fend these guys off.
Whatever.
Get out of here. Dude, that's horrific. That guy.
Oh, please.
Can you imagine a female version of this?
Yes.
It's awful.
I've seen girls say, well, are you kidding me?
It's like, get away from me.
You should see the videos I get in my DMs.
See, I don't get any of those, dude. I get none. I get none.
Do you think nut gobbler's bad? I'll show you.
Dude, I honestly think. Yeah, man.
From nut
I'm like the human friend zone.
Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler. Oh, wait, hold on.
Press one.
There you go.
What? You want to wear my drunkenness? Well, guess what? I'm going to wear your a-hole. Yep. I'm going to wear it.
To play the next
one. First of all, you're awful. Like, that is the worst thing you could say.
Can we call it? I'm going to wear
Absolutely not. No. That can mean anything.
How about pizza a-hole?
Just how about... pizza clothes.
All right. Pizza clothes.
Well, he's wearing something.
He is? Oh.
What right, do you mean he is?
Yeah. Pizza's new outfit.
Okay. Yeah. Pizza outfit.
It's your ass.
Gave that guy a ride home in my car. Wasn't wearing underwear. You're still wet from jumping in the pool at the Fifth Man party.
Sounds like you were wearing his apron.
Oh, would you stop?
To play the next message, press 1.
First of all, when is Izzy taking Sparks' side? Sparks is always to her. And Greg would spin the wheel because Sparks obviously did ask for D-picks. And then second of all, you guys cheated to put mousetraps in both hallways when one was supposed to be empty. Come on, guys. Hashtag justice for Greg. Hashtag divine intervention. You guys should spin the wheel.
To play the next message.
Can't wait to talk about this tomorrow. We're talking about Greg's punishment
divine
on Friday tomorrow.
Intervention.
Divine intervention is what we're calling that drunk call. That is absolutely not what we're calling your punishment.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I cannot wait.
So awesome.
I'll open up the floodgates on that one. You're lucky today's a holiday, you bastard.
Play the next message. You're lucky. Press 1.
Well, what are you doing, you mother? What am I doing? I'm hanging out with you, mother. Hanging out and chilling. Hey, shout out to that goddamn crazy bastard, Greg. This shenanigans. Best goddamn morning show ever.
Yeah. Play the next.
Oh, God. The bar is very low for you, Moonshine. Stupid. You're such an idiot, dude. Well, I'm going to call that low open bar because he's clearly hammered in his garage.
Message. Press 1.
What's up, guys? Welcome back here. The Bottles have reunited. We heard it was his birthday on Wednesday. Don't worry, you still a bad bitch.
To play the next message.
Jeez. That one's called Bad Bitch, since that's what he called Izzy. Don't worry, you're still a bad bitch.
Yeah, it's a compliment, though.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Press 1.
I am no Superman. I am no something. Izzy's butt.
To play the next message.
Was that an actual fart, by the way?
I think it was!
I don't know if it was or not. I know that's Batman, but it's still DC.
Izzy's butt.
All right. Izzy's butt. She's not even here today.
I know.
Izzy's butt.
Press 1.
Yeah.
Farts smell good.
Yeah. Chaloo, bitches.
BS Drunkline.
Batman! Yeah, Batman!
Joker laugh.
Joker laugh. All right. That was a long one, too. All right, here we go. Yeah. Time for you to call in. Oh, man, look, the vote. We're running a little late, okay? So if you could please stick to the vote. 876-3692. We're going to go to first to four votes. You're going to crown this person the greatest drunken message of the week. We've got Nut Gobbler, Pizza Outfit, Divine Intervention, Low Open Bar, Bad Bitch, Izzy's Butt, and Joker Laugh. There you have it. What do you think is the greatest drunken message of the week? 876-3692. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Pizza outfit.
Okay. Pizza outfit on the board.
Hey, check out my smell hole.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Pizza outfit.
Pizza outfit. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Divine intervention.
Divine intervention. Nice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Pizza outfit.
Pizza outfit on the precipice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Joker laugh.
Joker laugh on the board. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
They all suck. Greg kicked the door again.
No! You son of a bitch!
Yes, he did.
Stick to the vote! BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Pizza outfit.
Pizza outfit. Crown the winner. My God. Pizza's won the drunk line. Don't encourage him.
Uh-oh.
I don't think he's ever won before.
I don't know.
He's always called.
Pee-pee Ronai Paisa. Pee-pee Ronai Paisa.
Like the radio took a shit in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Greg, I'm going to say something, but give me a second.
Uh-huh.
Greg Salerno is the worst kind of fan. And I mean that only because you're a Yankees fan.
Yes.
And I'm not a fan of Yankees fans. However, yes. however,
I would understand that, by the way. If I wasn't born a Yankees fan, I would totally get hating the Yankees.
Yes.
Like, I get
because they win all the time.
Not even just that. They're smug and they're stupid and they have a shaved mustache.
And Yankee fans are smug as well. No, come on, dude. There's a lot of douchebag Yankee fans. Oh, man. It's one of the worst.
But they're not as outwardly. I think it's more the hateful people are worse than the Yankees fans. Like, the people that hate Yankees fans go, wait, it's like ridiculous.
True. I'll give you that much. However, there's so many fair weather Yankee fans.
Oh,
they're easy to hate.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of fair weather
Yankees
fans.
They're the worst.
But it's just because it's a Yankee symbol.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's
I know. But the guys in New York, you know, the guys that go to the games or whatever, they know baseball and they're not, you know, they're not.
So here's what I am on the Yankees side for. This, the more I read about this Astros cheating scandal, the more I'm like, dude, they should be suspended. The whole team should be suspended. And I'm not saying, because there's probably some players there, you know, hey, the bat boy still needs to get a paycheck. All these people should still be paid. The organization should have to pay these people for a year. I'm saying like a year suspension. This is the most egregious cheating scandal.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I've heard about in the longest
time. And these people that are like, everyone does this. Like, no, they don't. There's a difference. Now, Derek Jeter, for instance, played for the Yankees. He was known, if he was on second base, he would try to see what the catcher's doing and then try to signal to the batter. You know?
Yes.
And that's what you do in Major League Baseball. That is part of the game. That's gamemanship. You know, you're on the field. If I happen to see the guy sign, what, that's nothing wrong with that. You know, try to relay it to my catcher.
Yes.
The difference is when you're using electronic equipment and buzzers and cameras and digital, it's just flat out cheating. You're rigging the game.
Yes, exactly.
If you know, if you ask any professional hitter, would you rather be on steroids and not get in trouble or know every pitch that's coming?
Right.
10 out of 10, 100 out of 100 are going to pick know every pitch that's coming.
Yes.
It's a ridiculous advantage to have.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Yeah. So.
And can I also, can we just fill in, if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Yankees lost to the Astros in the World Series.
No. Hold on. That's not true. It was the ALCS.
Oh, I'm sorry. The ALCS.
The Dodgers are the one that lost.
That's right.
The
Dodgers lost to the World Series. Yeah. But the Yankees should have won.
Yes.
Did it go seven games? I'm trying to remember what it was.
I don't remember. Yeah, I think it might have. And you know what's funny is I was actually watched. There used to be Astros fans that worked here, you know?
Yeah.
And we were watching it together at this bar right out on the street when it happened. And I remember thinking to myself at the time, like, damn, man, it'd be great if we got it, but it's a young team, like, you know, blah, blah, all this stuff. No way in my head at the time did I think that anything like this was going on. You know what I mean? Like, not even a clue. So the fact that this came out afterwards, yeah, dude, it really makes me mad because I feel like, first of all, I think the Yankees would have beat the Dodgers that year too. I feel like whoever came out of the American League was going to win anyway in that series, and it's really annoying to me knowing that, you know.
Yeah.
But again, I'm a Yankees fan, and we have 27, so it's not like I could be, you know.
No, but at the same time, this is the same sport that doesn't want umpires being replaced by technology.
Yeah, yeah, I know, totally.
This is the same sport that wants to uphold the tradition of the game.
Right.
This is the same sport that the fan base is like, well, I mean, if call goes the wrong way, call goes the wrong way. That's just the nature of the game. And yet, the commissioner of baseball,
Rob Manfred. He is a joke.
Let me play what his audio
he's
is
an idiot.
Here.
I'm sorry. Well, I shouldn't say that. But the way he's handled this has been ridiculous.
Awful, dude.
I hope that I made it extremely clear to them that retaliation in game by throwing at a batter intentionally will not be tolerated, whether it's Houston or anybody else. It's dangerous and it is not helpful to the.
Let me say this. That shouldn't have to be a problem because the Astros should be suspended for
it. So you're
shouldn't
telling
even
me
be a problem.
You're going to suspend the people throwing at the hitters, but not the guys that cheated?
Not the guys who cheated. Exactly.
Are you kidding?
Dude, there's been. People have been suspended from games.
That's ridiculous.
From yelling at the umpire.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Pete Rose and Shula Joe Jackson were banned for life for gambling. so you could rig a game?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
The whole thing is insane. This is a career-defining moment for Commissioner Rob Manfred, and I think everyone
yeah.
has said
ridiculous.
You're on the wrong side of history.
And you can tell us, you know, and I don't like using the word cover-up, but this is totally what it is, what it looks
yeah.
like. Because
not even, the players weren't even, because they wanted them to narc yeah. and talk about
right.
the whole thing.
No, the players were completely immune, but nobody got, you know,
Are
anything.
You kidding me?
And the more information that comes out, you can tell he wants it to go away, because then he's kind of like laughing it off. Like Carrera, right, that was on the team.
Yeah.
Is, oh, yeah, no, you guys, blah, blah, Altuve only, okay. At the end of the game against, what was it, the Dodgers? Against the Yankees, Altuve had a walk-off home run.
Right.
Right. And when he came to home plate, he didn't want his, he says in the film, don't tear my jacket or my
leave my jersey on.
Leave my jersey on to his teammates. And the people are saying he had a buzzer underneath his shirt. That's the rumor, right?
Yeah.
Then he goes to the locker room, changes, comes back.
Like, it was so weird because Altuve, as he's rounding third base, he's signaling his team, don't tear off my jersey, don't yeah. tear off my jersey. And they're all waiting for him at home plate. He bypasses, like,
yes.
the team as he runs past home plate.
Goes right into the locker room yes. and comes out with a different shirt on underneath.
Yes. Yeah. ALCS championship
right.
t-shirt.
So, that's where the rumors came from. Freddie Carrera, or whatever. I'm sorry. That's the wrong. I know a guy named Freddie Carrera.
Freddie Carrera.
I know. I'm sorry. It's a guy I know, a comic. Carrera, anyways, was on the Astros.
Yeah.
Is now saying it's because Altuve had a fresh tattoo that he didn't like.
Yeah. Well, his first excuse is my wife okay. didn't want me to take out my shirt.
But now your friend's saying ridiculous things. So then, not even 20 minutes later, people are tweeting out pictures of Altuve without his shirt on at the beach.
Yeah.
After that happened with no tattoo.
Dude.
Like, come on, guys. No,
yeah. It's obviously a cover up. The whole thing is insane.
And the commissioner lets that go? Like,
yeah. If you're a baseball fan at all, you're like, why can't we have Adam Silver be the commissioner of baseball and the NBA at the same time?
Of all of them.
It is the most insane, weird cheating scandal in Major League Sports.
I've never seen anything like it.
I've ever witnessed.
Even the Patriots wasn't this bad.
No, Deflategate has not.
Not Deflategate. I'm talking about Spygate.
Okay, for fine. Spygate.
Let's
this.
Put it this way. It's similar. If
it is, but you know what? There's no buzzers. There's no
in-game
stuff.
No, but there was rumors
stuff.
Of, like, you know, mics before you're allowed to have mics and stuff. I don't know what they did, but let's put it this way. People put an asterisk next to the Patriots. Everybody you ask, oh, Patriots, cheaters.
Astros.
I better not hear anything about the Astros being World Series champs, ever.
I completely agree.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
David, is it that bad?
Yes.
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. No BS.
876-3692. You know what? We're going to save the... I got to switch it. I hate to pull this on you. I got to switch it.
Okay.
Because we got to do the Pentel 400 race. That's Sunday's race out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We got to save that for when we qualify for our teams. We're going to do that tomorrow. So I'm going to... Sorry about that. I got to save these tickets for tomorrow because we got to start scheduling people on our... our team for when we broadcast out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Friday. So instead, we're going to do some absinthe tickets.
Those are good.
That's a good show. It's fun. That's the one down there at Caesars.
Yeah.
Absinthe tickets, caller number 12. Right now, 876-3692. You are in for those if you know the no BS question. So tomorrow, like I said, we're going to be picking our teams for Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Those are expensive tickets, by
those
the way.
Are super expensive. This is going to be Sunday.
No, I mean the absinthe ones, too.
Oh, those, absinthe
those
tickets
aren't cheap.
Are... No, yeah, it's a show down on the strip.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap. Sunday, we're going to be getting our teams... I'm sorry. Sunday is the race. We're getting our teams as we broadcast down there on Friday.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's already happening already. It's nuts.
And I know it's tomorrow, but if you call in, make sure you can be there Friday very early.
Yes. We'll get our teams all lined up. Should be fun. And then also, Greg, we're going to be talking what happened here on Friday with your Wheel of Punishment. Justice for Greg is what we were calling it. And divine intervention, as Colin said. With the stupid fire alarm that happened right as you were about to walk over mousetraps. Today's a holiday. That's why management isn't here. But I can tell you what, management was not happy.
I don't even want to talk about that yet.
So I'm kind
of... I know more than you do, and I don't even want to talk about it right
now. You know more than me.
I just heard some things.
BS in the morning. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Who's this?
It's John.
Hey, John. Here's your no BS question. Good luck.
This PS Schomer went to their first rugby game over the weekend. Was it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to say it was Greg.
Congratulations.
Great job.
Woo-woo, Greg, kick his door, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
John, I hate you. Not only do you rat us out like a snitch, yeah. Now you're sitting there trying to kiss
I didn't rat out anything. Justice for Greg.
Yeah.
What a bitch. All right. Man. Put you on hold, Big John.
Enjoy
we'll
your
info.
Starbucks gift card. No, I'm just kidding.
I got those absinthe tickets.
I know. It was a joke.
Yeah. It was a bad one.
People hand them to me all the time.
Do they?
Yeah. I think they're free. I don't know where people get them from, but
what
they're
the
always.
Hell?
Yeah.
You are handing you those?
If you're paying for coffee, you're dumb. I have like 100 Starbucks cards in my house. So.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Never use a single one of them.
All right. Well, that's it for the show. We got the full show tomorrow, and we'll find out what the hell's happening with Greg and his punishment. And now I'm curious about management. I don't know what Greg's hiding over there. And also, we're going to be picking our teams for our broadcast at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Are we in a submarine, or is that the fire alarm?
It says fire in the submarine.
So that's tomorrow. If you want to go hang out with us on Pitt Road on Friday, make sure you listen up for your opportunity. That's it for us. We'll see you.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
As the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts.
Oh,